Constitution for Sharon Burkle, B-U-R-K-L-E, April 1947, address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mrs. Burkle, who has advanced renal failure, last visit February. Has not been able to do blood tests as she's taking care of herself and husband, which has some medical illness. Still has abdominal wound ulcerations. The biopsy did not show calciphylaxis. The scabs are dry, minimal drainage. There is no associated fever, vomiting, diarrhea. Good amount of urine without cloudiness or blood. Has edema up to the knees bilateral, not very physically active. Uses CPAP machine every night. No chest pain palpitation. Increase of dyspnea or syncope, no oxygen. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Coumadin, blood pressure, Lasix, clonidine, metoprolol. Next paragraph, has not been able to check blood pressure at home. Her machine is not working. Pressing weight is 180 stable. Alert orientation type 3, no respiratory distress. Normal speech. Next paragraph. In January, creatinine went up. Used to be 2.4, 2.7. This was 5.3. That needs to be repeated. Next paragraph, the other chemistries. Sodium, potassium was normal, metabolic acidosis, a normal nutrition, calcium, high phosphorus and anemia, 10.8 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure versus acute and chronic. Blood test needs to be updated. Clinically, there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. She does have lower extremity edema. We have discussed about salt fluid restriction. We will continue using diuretics. We need to update chemistries to see where we are on potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and anemia for potential treatment of all of them. The prior diarrhea has improved. She has history of hypertension, diabetes, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, COPD, sleep apnea. The spleen was removed when she was 6 years old because of trauma. The etiology of the abdominal wall necrotic area is not clear. I arise the potential diagnosis of calciphylaxis because of obesity, age, and warfarin. But the biopsy was inconclusive. At this moment, we are not planning to do another biopsy. The surgical site took significant time to heal, and there is always a risk of causing sepsis. We discuss about the issues of potential dialysis. If the time comes, she's willing to do it. We will see new chemistries and come back in a month, end of dictation.